Hey, this is Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
And this is the DIY Perfect Anime Tape.
That was great. That was really cool. I love that, Sean. Tapeworms.
I was considering doing the SpongeBob voice, but then I...
Thank you. Hey, do me a favor. Always pick that option. Every time. Tapeworms.
You know what?
No one cares. Tapeworms, like we have an announcement to make, okay? The Shonen Tapes. Dum-dum-dum. We have decided to start experimenting with YouTube, and we are going to do a little old face reveal. I say face reveal, I feel silly saying that, because we've definitely shown our faces plenty on TikTok. But one is we've shown our faces in the past before on TikTok, but I feel like a lot of you guys who are active listeners have not seen it. And honestly, guys, I just want to be fully transparent with you. Like, I feel like for the type of content that we put out and the level of podcast that we are, we should be a little larger than we are. And I don't want to be impatient, but we have been going at this for a few years, and I'm just like, man, like we should be doing a little better than like kind of like mediocre numbers. You know what I'm saying? And so I've seen some other podcasts kind of take off when going to YouTube. So that's something that we're going to not fully dive into, because we're still going to be doing the audio bits of the podcast and releasing them on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. But yeah, tune in next week. Give our YouTube a like, maybe, and see if you can help the tapeworm nation pop off a little bit more. And you're gonna get to be blinded by Sean's head. The Patreons have already been blinded by Sean's head. There's a nice little glare. He solo flared them.
Hey, my head's shiny. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna be
doing video. You're gonna see Kevin Super hairy self. You know?
No, you're not. Hey.
There's gonna be a lot of meat.
Listen, I want to be exceedingly clear. There will be no meat. But there will be lots of content. No.
A little meat?
No meat, no SpongeBob.
All right.
But lots of content. So support your boys. Do what you got to do. With that being said, let's talk about the episode a little bit. On today's topic, we're doing like a do-it-yourself anime episode. And what we mean by that is we're both going to try to make our perfect versions of anime. And we're going to grab pieces of what makes specific anime so great and put it together. Obviously, it's not going to make sense for what we're saying, because, you know, we're taking this from Dragon Ball, we're taking this from Naruto, and a lot of the stuff that we're going to pick, probably you can guess, but there might be some surprises as well, too. And fun fact, this was actually a Discord suggestion, if I'm not wrong. Right, Sean? That's where we got this from?
I'm pretty sure this was a Discord suggestion, because they said they liked creative episodes. And then, you know, someone recommended this. I want to say, was it a few days ago or maybe a week ago? I don't know.
I don't know why you think I would remember that. I'll be real with you.
Yo, shout out to the Discord brigade. Yo, if you guys want to join the Discord brigade, you just got to, you know, you got to join us on Discord, you know what I'm saying? And then like you got to do a few tests with the guys on there, guys and gals, you know, maybe, you know, we might get jumped in, you know.
Listen, y'all,
I have some people show up at your door, bro, and be like, yo,
I don't know what Sean's, I'm gonna be first to say, I don't know what Sean's talking about, but we do yap on there a lot. I don't, but we do, you know. But we do yap on there a lot. 24/7 we're yapping on Discord, so come join the Discord. Without any further ado, Sean, I feel like since this was your episode, did you want to like expand on it a little more, or did you have kind of an idea of where you wanted to take this episode? How do you want to start?
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel like every anime that we is considered perfect has a couple of like tenets or like a couple of temples that make that anime house, for lack of better words, like really good. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of wanted to first go over like those categories or those temples that make an anime good. And then we kind of like, and then we're like, all right, let's make our own anime with like different pieces from anime that we really like, and then make the perfect anime. You know what I'm saying? Abiding by those categories. Okay.
So how do you want to start? Do you want to start off with the characters first or the story first? Like, where do you want to go?
Well, let's first let's first take a few minutes to discuss, like, what are the categories going to be? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, characters. That's going to be one. And then theme.
I think we should just pick and choose, bro. We shouldn't restrict ourselves. Let's pick anything we want from any anime and blend it together. That's kind of like the beauty of cooking, I feel like. I'm not a cook, but I watch people cook on TikTok. And when they do, you know, the whole point of it is, like, they're creative. So, like, maybe the ingredients I choose for my perfect show is going to be different from the ingredients that you choose. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I see what you're cooking. I see Kevin H8. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody tells me. You know what? Nobody tells me what to do. Yeah. Not even myself. So that's how we're going to go about it. That's how we're going to go about it.
Okay.
You start. This is your idea. I want you to start.
All right, word. So for me, I'm going to start with my character. You know what I'm saying? I want a character that's a good at heart, but initially goes down the wrong path. So I'm going to take... So my main character I want is Ken Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul. I was going to go the easy route and be like Light Yagami, but, like, he's not good at heart. He's a horrible person.
Like, I'm so happy you're switching it up a little bit. Like, long-time listeners know, every time we do one of these creative things, Sean will be like, all right, Light Yagami, for, like, whatever we're picking. He picks Light, and then his follow-up is always Levi Ackerman. That's, like, the 1-2 Sean punch.
Hey, man, I try to do the more creative route, you know what I'm saying? I try to, you know, keep everyone on their toes, you know? Keep all them on their toes. So, yeah, I want my main character to be good at heart, but to go down the wrong path. And, like, that's pretty much the story of Tokyo Ghoul. So that's why I want that main character. I want that. And then, actually, before I go on, what's your main character?
So I thought more so we were going to pick the character, but not have all of their traits. Like, it could be, like, one character's body with another character's personality with an, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of, like, the route. That's what I want. That's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
We don't have to do that, but I feel like that's kind of okay. Like, let's.
No, we can do that. That kind actually of fire, might right? be more fun. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, I want Ken Kaneki's body with Light Yagami's mind.
Okay.
Yeah. And Naruto's fighting skills.
Okay. Why Naruto's fighting skills? When you say that, do you mean, like, his abilities too? Like, does he have a Jinchuriki? Does he have, like, a...
No, I'm not talking about powers. Like, I'm just talking about hands. Straight, like, hands.
Just straight hands.
Yeah. Because the way Naruto... Honestly, like, everyone loves Dragon Ball fights or Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super fights. But I honestly am more attracted to the way that people in the Naruto series fight. It's, like, so well choreographed.
Yeah, you know it is really good.
And I feel like my main character needs to be able to look, like, at least look really, really interesting when he's fighting. So that's why I'm going to pick Naruto's skills, but not powers. I think with powers, I want him to have Hell's Paradise powers, which is, like, not that, like, it's very, like, drawn back a little bit. Because, like, they don't have that many powers, and if any at all, right?
Yeah.
Hell's Paradise?
Kind of. I think it depends on the person. Like Gabby Maru from kind Hell's of, Paradise, for example, can light himself on fire, right? And...
Yeah, well, so, yeah, we'll do that. Hell's
You're
Paradise,
skipping ahead, though.
Where it's, like, they have You're powers, ahead a little but it's bit, not, right? like, to anyone.
You want to, like, because I feel like in the anime we should, like, discuss, like, okay, so your anime, is the power is going to be based on, like, Hell's Paradise? Is that what you're saying? Or is there going to be some Dragon Ball Z elements in there? Yeah. Some Naruto? Like, what's going on? Set the stage.
I think I don't want to put too much Dragon Ball Z in my anime because it's a little too much, you know what I'm saying? Like, the power scaling's a little bit. Actually, you're right. Let's scale back. Let's talk about power, the power scaling.
That's later,
stuff.
Right? Like, that's later. That's just, another. Yeah, yeah. That's another okay. Thing. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
That's later. That's later.
Well, let me go real quick then. Tag me in, Chief. All right. So I want my main character to look like Zoro. I am from One Piece. I'm a big fan of kind of like the not bulkier, but, like, I feel like in recently in day and age, age with anime. They've tried so hard to get away from like the typical Dragon Ball Z where everyone's huge and buff, that like everyone's like a twig. So like the strongest guy in the area is like a twig, and that can be said for so many shows, whether that's Jujutsu Kaisen, Chainsaw Man, and like I get it, but like at the same time I feel like it's cool to have kind of like an imposing body, and I like the green hair. Green's my favorite color. So his look and voice is going to be Zoro. Now, I think the perfect anime character would be a combination of Shikamaru's personality from Naruto, and also I'm going to go with Tanjiro from Demon Slayer, because I want him to have like Tanjiro's level of, you know, we need to do X, Y, Z, and I'm focused and I'm like hardworking, but I also want Shikamaru's funny, like, what a drag, like, I don't care about this, ugh, whatever. But tones down a little bit, because you can't have a main character being like, what a drag, the whole time. But every now and then it is kind of funny to have that. So I feel like if you merge both Shikamaru and Tanjiro into Zoro's body, you have like the perfect enemy protagonist. You know what I'm saying? Do you smell what I'm cooking, Sean? Big dog.
No, I get exactly what you're talking about. And then also, you know, you have Shikamaru's smarts, and then you get Tanjiro's innocence in a way.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I'm saying?
I haven't fully decided if I want Shikamaru's smarts. And I know that's kind of like backwards to say, because he's by far the best character, but for when it comes to like planning and strategic purposes. But yeah, now that you mention it, that I was more so thinking of his personality, because he's funny and he's not so just like, I'm gonna be the best. Believe it. Like, full stop. Just get me away from that. Make it a you know what I mean? Get me away from that completely. Give me somebody who's just a lot more lax, like Shikamaru. But yeah, also throw in his planning. So he's like a strategic genius. Boom.
I can see that. I wanted to add something before we move on. I want, like I said, the personalities like Light Yagami, but I don't want Light Yagami's sinisterness. I want Deku's innocence, but like also Light Yagami's like smarts, and then kind of like leaning towards a dark side personality, but like not his like evilness. So mix Deku with Light. That's my personality. Now,
is he going to cry as much as Deku does? Because we know Homeboy loves a good cry.
No, sometimes. Well, you guys cry. My character got cry sometimes, because you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, you know, when I'm not the one that cares too much that Deku cries. Like, you know, sometimes when he does cry, I'm like, yeah, you cry, bro. I think that my deuterogonist, because of my main character, is going to be more of like an anti-hero. I think my deuteragonist needs to be a goody two shoes, and I want to do it a little bit different. I want my deuteragonist to be a female. So I want my deuteragonist to look like Chizuru from Rent a Girlfriend, to have the personality though of like the personality wise where she is like Mikasa, but like to the point where she needs to do everything, like she does everything perfect almost. And then mixed with what's the girl's name in Jujutsu Kaisen?
No idea.
I should know this. Give me 1 second. I was gonna say Megumi. Nobara. Kugasaki. I want her to have Kugasaki's personality mixed with Mikasa's like, I'm good at everything, and then with Chizuru's body. And then still like fighting. Confirm,
is it Mikasa or Tsukasa?
It's Mikasa Tsukasa. No, Mikasa.
Yeah.
Mikasa. Is it Mikasa? Mikasa.
Michael B. Jordan speak strikes again, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, yo, me and Michael B. Jordan.
Like, y'all tight. Y'all tight. Cool,
y'all
tight. Yo,
we tight.
Y'all tight.
Yo, we tight, dog. Yo, we tight.
Okay, no, I like that. I really like your take on the female deuteragonist. That's so good. I almost want to steal it. But I'm not going to do that, Sean. You get big points on that. But I'm going to add a female to my crew, though. I was already planning on doing that. So, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's okay. Good job. That's okay. That's okay, man.
Good job. Now this person's right. gonna be like this person's gonna be fighting. But you know too, what I'm right, saying, in your though, show, because... it's not gonna be like a, you know what I'm saying, like.
Yeah, this person's gonna be fighting. I was gonna say like still like fighting level of like Hell's Paradise, like not too crazy, but like you know they have powers. You know what I'm saying? And we'll talk about power, you know, the power scaling and all that jazz later. But I want my deuteragonist to heavily despise my main character, but like secretly. But like secretly have feelings for
the typical,
them,
but then the typical like, I hate you trope.
You know what I'm saying? No, but like that I hate you trope, but I still like, you know what I'm saying? Like you're going down the wrong path kind of thing, you know? And then like she's the kind of the more of the main character because she's more of the hero type. You know what I'm saying? But like she's not the main character of the story. So she's more powerful than the main character in the beginning, you know? So he goes down the wrong path. But we'll talk about the story later. But
okay. I like that. I love where you're going with this, Sean. That's really interesting. So to summarize it for everybody, you have two characters. You have your protagonist who is Kaneki from what's it called? Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul, and he has the personality of Deku and Light Yagami. And he has his deuteragonist, which is Chizuru from Ren's girlfriend. With the personality of Maki and who? Was it just Maki?
It was the personality of Mikasa and then Kugasaki from Jujutsu Kaisen. Good.
All right. I like where this is going. All right. Now, all right. I'm taking a slightly different approach than you, Sean. But I actually love that. I considered making my deuteragonist also stronger than my protagonist. But I'm going to tell a slightly different story. All right. So, for those of you that have seen Blue Lock, I know everybody remembers Nagi, the dude who's like extremely talented and gifted at soccer. And he's kind of like reserved to himself a little bit. But I really like his look. He's got the whole white haired thing going. And you usually don't see white haired people for some reason as the deuteragonist. It's always somebody that's very much like the mysterious character that's introduced in the show that becomes a big plot point, right? But it's never like, I feel like a main character. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like from a marketing standpoint, it'd be cool to market it with like the protagonist with green hair and then the deuteragonist with white hair. And then like the show's logo could have like both of their hairs on top or something like that. Something like you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
And I want him to have Denji's personality from Chainsaw Man. So I want him to just be like really uncaring, naturally gifted, and somebody that the protagonist has to be like, come on, man, like, I need you, like, you're never there for me. And I want him to be like the unreliable best friend rather than like the deuteragonist that's like trying to be as strong as the protagonist. It's not that, because my deuteragonist is stronger than my protagonist for now, but naturally, but he doesn't apply himself and he doesn't care. You know, so that's why they're friends, because they both kind of have that going for them. But the protagonist is more so like head straight. Know what we got to do. Here's the mission. Bing, boom, bam. But with Nagi's look.
Okay. I like that. Dude, I think that, and this is the downfall, but it's kind of like a weakness of a lot of shonen these days, or a lot of anime. They don't make the second main character like really dope. Like sometimes they do it on accident, you know. And I feel like nowadays they're starting to make some of like the side characters or the second main character even cooler than the main character. Gojo comes to mind because like he's like the coolest character in the show. And he's like not even the main character. Like Haikyuu the coolest character in the show. And then apparently it's an accident because apparently the writer doesn't even hate Gojo.
So weird. Like, you're just going to make the coolest character ever and be like, what do y'all like about this? like... Imagine like Picasso painting something and people like in awe, and he's like, you guys are weird. That's
that's cool, I guess, but you know what I'm saying?
Like... okay. I'm going to add I say we add a third character to the crew. Well, I mean, we don't have to, but I have a third character to add. Do you have one? Do it.
Yeah, I have a third character. So I want my third character to look like Yamcha, have the personality of Naruto.
Okay.
And then, but like the personality of Naruto, where he's like the likable traits of Naruto. So you like his character, but he's like bigger than everyone, right? He's like big because Yamcha is bigger than like every character that I named in my show, so far. So he's like strong, but he's not like, he's just like outwardly strong. Like he looks like he's like, you know, the strongest, but he's not. He's kind of a meathead, you know, per se. He's not like the smartest.
Loves protein bars, right?
Loves protein bars and protein shakes. You know what I'm saying?
Lifts he does all push-ups day.
When he does push-ups randomly. Like he's one of those guys, but he's like a guy's guy, you know. And I'm not gonna tell you what happens to him, but that's I want him to have because I feel like Yamcha has a likable look. He just sucks. You know what I'm saying? Dragon Ball.
Are we talking long hair Yamcha or short hair Yamcha?
I'm talking long hair Yamcha. Old school Yamcha.
That's money. Okay. Good. Whose personality does he have? Or is that just the personality that you just mentioned? It's not anybody's per se, but it's just like what you said, right?
I said personality of Naruto, so make him like really likable. Like,
but that's weird though, because like, I feel like those two kind of clash with each other. So you're saying like a Naruto, like he's somewhat Naruto, but he's also a meathead? So he's like a likable. So it's like if Naruto was a meathead with less.
Give him like a meathead. He's like
less
a
ambitious. Meathead
that's like, let's do it. Yeah. A less. No, you could be, no, a, but, you no, could be I'm an
saying,
ambitious
meathead. I'm not saying you. Know you can't. I'm like, just saying this character that you're describing sounds like a less ambitious meathead.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
And then he is. So he's like a likable character. He like wants to, quote unquote, be the best, even though he's not going to be the best, right? And when you meet him, you're immediately drawn to him. So he's another character where you're like, oh, like I like that guy, you know what I'm saying? And it's I want to make him likable for a purpose, and then you'll know that purpose. So I wanted to do it this way. Let's talk about the power system, and then we talk about like kind of the overarching story, and then we can, you know, talk about who's better.
And keeping in mind too, we don't necessarily have to make a story. Like I know you love making yourself little storylines and stuff, but I'm saying like I more so want to do this. Like this show has writing similar to, you know what I'm saying? Or it okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying mixing with other.
I'm going to pick the third character in my crew. Okay, so my third character is a character I'm a fan of, and I'm again gonna reach from the pot of Chainsaw Man, and I'm gonna pull out Power. But I'm going to make a couple of alterations. One, she doesn't have the devil horns. She is a human. And she is a little toned down. Like, she's definitely still kind of a wild card for sure, but just not as crazy. So, like, let's say if Power from Chainsaw Man is at a 10, Power from this show is like a 6, right? Maybe a 5.5 even. And then she's going to be one of those personalities where, you know, she's awesome, but she doesn't get why everybody thinks she's awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, geez, like, get over it. And I can't decide if I want my main two characters to both fawn over her, or if I just want the deuteragonist to be the one that's into her. I haven't decided yet. But there's no for sure who's fawning over who. It's all up in the air.
I like the two fawning over the third main character. Because, you know, that's a little bit of competition, you know, competition for love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Competition for love.
Yeah, whatever that was. Whatever that was. For sure, whatever that was. Whatever that was. Whatever that was. Sean, what is the writing going to be more so like? If you had to, like, make it more so towards one show to pick, right? Whose writing would you take from?
Okay. So my writing is definitely, I think, from the mind-bendy aspects, or like the thinky aspects, a little bit of Death Note, a lot of Attack on Titan, and I'm gonna take from a non-anime, Game of Thrones, where it's you don't know who's about to die.
So anybody could go. Everybody can get it.
Everybody can get it.
Now, I'm assuming there's gonna be less incest in your show.
I mean, why would you assume that? I'm kidding.
mommy Milky. What was that show we watched?
Mommy Milky.
Oshinoko.
Yeah, Oshinoko.
Oh my god, I'm still scarred.
What about that gem of an that gem of an anime?
We Yeah. You know what? I'm so curious as to what happens in the show, though. I'm not gonna lie. It's in the
season 2 Oshinoko review. I'm down.
It's in the back of my mind. I like that. I like those little things that you interacted. My writing is gonna be a lot based on Naruto in the sense of like telling the characters' backgrounds and the stories. Like every time there's a villain type, I want you to know why he's a villain type, and I want that to be explained. I don't want it to take a Dragon Ball Z approach where it's like, I'm strong because I'm lonely, and somebody told me you need to be strong. I'm Jiren. Like, what the heck was Jiren's background, bro? That literally was Jiren's background. It was so nonsensical. Maybe they'll dive into it a little more, but they absolutely just, in my opinion, did a terrible job. They still built him up good enough, and it would pass. But I think that's because people just kind of give Dragon Ball a pass in general. They're just like, yeah, well, you know, it is what
you know. What Dragon Ball is, it's like 80s wrestling. Like, it's interesting because it's like there and like it's nostalgic 80s and 90s wrestling, but then you think about it and you're like, where's the story?
maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
there's that. But I'm also gonna take the writing of The Great Pretender, and I want there to be a lot of heists, and I want it to be very heist oriented. Like, it's not going to be the main part of the show, but I definitely want that to be an aspect of the show where they have to seriously do some game planning and not mess this up. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is how we're going to tackle this. This is what we're going to do. And everybody has their role to do X, Y, or Z. I'm thinking those two, like as a mix for some of the writing. And then kind of like in general, I think the best animes do have some twists and mind bendy, as you say. So I think that would make like the perfect anime.
I think the Great Pretender heisty aspect is missing in a lot of anime.
It is.
And
right?
I feel like if it was in it, it'd be fire. So, you know what I'm saying? Still has the fights, but has that heist aspect. I think I like that.
And the whole show doesn't have to be dedicated to it, but just make a part of it. Just make, for some reason or another, they need to be stealthy or they need to pull it off. Maybe it has to do with the villains, but there's a lot of thinking involved. That's what I'm going with. I'm locking that in. It's locked, Sean. Lock it.
Okay. All right, we're getting to the meat. We're getting to the meat. Let's talk about the powers.
Okay. Let's do it.
What are the powers in your anime, Kevin?
Man. I have to, man. They're going to be very Naruto-based powers. People are going to have jutsus. They're not exactly clans, but types of powers, because I don't want it to take place back in the day. I want it to be in this present day and age. But I like the fact that like certain bloodlines can learn certain things. So maybe take a combination of like that aspect and then also Jujutsu Kaisen, how some people have certain cursed energy and they can manifest it in certain ways. And even though Jujutsu Kaisen also did pick up from Naruto, but I want to sort of combine those two. But I like transformations too. So I'm also going to throw transformations in there, and it may or may not be Dragon Ball Z-esque. I haven't decided yet, but I think so.
I think that, and that's dope, by the way, before I get into mine, like that's dope. I think that you should, I like how you're leaning more into the Jujutsu Kaisen Naruto type.
Yeah.
And then like the transformations might get to Dragon Ball Z level, but like that's kind of in the background a little bit for now.
I mean, I definitely don't want them to be gods, but I do like the idea of a transformation. It's very cool. The way they get there is the part that's going to be the question mark for me.
Okay. That's dope. I like that. Cuz I'm a child of the 90s. I love transformations. I'm a Dragon Ball Z guy. So yeah. Anything with transformations and, you know, Jujutsu Kaisen and Naruto elements, I'm in. So, I like that. I like that, Kevin. I want to watch your anime, actually.
Thank you, big dog. You be first in line.
All right. First in line? I'm down. Yeah. You know, that YouTube's coming out, dude. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we got to make that, you know what I'm saying? Let them know, you know?
Shorts. You know, we still got to work on those shorts, brother. The shorts.
Those shorts.
What about you, Sean?
Anyway, so for mine, I want my, I like So I love like when they're ultra powerful and stuff like that, transformations. I want to make mine a little bit more grounded. So I want to give them power. So I want them to have Hell's Paradise powers. And then the strongest you can get is like maybe Naruto third season of like the original series. That's as strong as you get. You know what I'm saying?
That's weak sauce, bro. Y'all people are weak. My people are stop your people.
I don't want them to get too powerful. Like I want the scaling to be like relatively, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I think you can get, yeah. And then maybe we get a little higher than that, but like, I don't want to get too crazy or anything like that. And then I want, but that being said, I do want Titan powers, but people can't turn into Titans. They're just Titans. And then, you know, there's Titans in the world. And then there's humans controlling them, but they're not, you can't turn into them. They're just like experimenting and then like sicking them on the.
You just throwing Titans in there, huh?
I'm just throwing Titans. You just got to throw them in.
You just love a good Titan.
Love a good Titan.
I don't know if it would work. Think? I don't know. I was.
It'll work when I explain to you the interconnectings. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you do that then? Explain to me the interconnectings, Sean.
The interconnectings. All right. Cool. So my show, again, it's going to be. It's gonna be like kind of like Hell's Paradise where it's dark, but then it's also gonna be like super thinky like Death Note, and then have a lot of aspects of Attack on Titan. So in my world, there's gonna be soldiers, so they have like guns and they have like powers where like they can, you know, cause fires and stuff like that, but like it's very like, you know, toned down a little bit. And these soldiers are looking for a scientist that's experimenting on giants, Titans, right? So they go to the island where they're experimenting on Titans and giants and stuff like that.
So it's the just main character. It's Hell's Paradise Attack on Titan. Is more or less what is what you're saying.
Basically, it's Hell's Paradise. I just need you to
explain the shows. I've seen both shows, Sean. So that's
okay. I want my main character. Mm-hmm. So my main character is kind of going to be the villain. But for a good reason. He's going to kill the third main character. Or the third character. And then the main character. And then the deuteragonist.
Sean, every time we do these, you get so deep into the damn stories, people can't keep up. Just give like an overarching, like, hey, this would be a cool enemy. I don't need like, all right, so the first character does this to the third, but then the second's cousin comes back from the dead and then eats a hot dog, which gives him special powers.
How do you know about the second cousin that comes back from the dead?
Dog, it was written on your forehead.
No, but yeah, it's going to be like Hell's Paradise where they go to like an island, but then the island has like repercussions to like the real the rest of the world. So it's going to be a lot of Attack on Titan, Hell's Paradise. But it's going to be a lot of like mind bendy stuff. And my main character is going to be the bad guy. But it's not going to be like Aaron Yeager where he gradually turns bad. He's going to be kind of bad in the beginning. Like first episode, he's going to be bad. And then he turns good. I think he's going to be bad and he turns into a good guy by the end. That's how I want
Interesting. And if you had to pluck a villain to be like your main villain, who's your Thanos? What character is your Thanos like?
My Thanos is he's going to look like Master Roshi. Keep up. He's gonna look like Master Roshi.
Yeah.
He's gonna have the mind of what's the bad guy in Death and Demon Slayer?
Michael Jackson. I forgot his name.
Demon Slayer, bad guy. Muzan. Okay, yeah, he's gonna have the mind of Muzan, look like Master Roshi, and then he's going to have the fight. He's not gonna have fighting skills because the person that fights for him is gonna be another villain, but he's gonna be kind of like his avatar kind of thing. Like he controls this person, and that person is gonna look like Levi Ackerman. So he's going to have his conscious kind of in Levi Ackerman. Levi Ackerman's like his avatar. Listen, bro, you know what I'm saying?
You are so difficult to keep up with in these. I'm not going to lie. I got you.
Bro, keep up. He controls Levi Ackerman.
Listen, different. Am I stupid or is Sean's stuff like incredibly difficult to keep up with? Like,
bro, please, I'm just advanced. Like, all right.
All right, let me
so give the you a bad guy initially is going to look like Levi Ackerman, but then you're going to figure out it's actually Master Roshi.
Okay. Now, is this before or after the cousin comes back to life and eats the hot dog?
It's
and
after.
Gives him a fungus. So the fungus hot dog comes after. Let me simplify it a little bit. I like where you're going from what I can understand. and I like the mind control aspect of it. That's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So mine is going to follow the logic of caveman Bernie Sanders from Dr. Stone. Okay. It's going to be the world is not right and we got to make the world better. And you're going to have kind of like a League of Villains-esque, sort of like My Hero Academia does. And the people within there is going to have the look of Madara from Naruto, and they are going to bring people back from the dead to somehow redo this world and make it a better world, but they're also evil and corrupt themselves. I feel like that, and maybe the story takes place where they've already succeeded, and then the good guys are trying to reverse what they're doing, and then that's where the heist stuff comes into play. And the main three people I see within that like League of Villains-esque world leading everything is going to be a turned Eren Yeager, like fully Eren Yeager, the evil version of him at the very end, like last level Eren Yeager, Madara, like I said, caveman Bernie Sanders, and maybe Shigaraki too. That's shout out Shigaraki from like
that's a stacked lineup, son. That's a stack, dude. I'd watch the hell of that anime.
And it'd be so cool where instead of the good guys trying to prevent the world from being destroyed or taken over, this show takes place where the good guys have already lost, and then our cast comes up trying to reverse what they've done. So they're spending the whole season trying to bring the world back to light.
That's fire, son.
That's kind of fire. That would be
that's
a fire
kind of
anime,
fire.
Right?
That's a fire anime, dude. Like
they got to do that, bro. Tell them to sign me.
That's funny. That's fire, bro. That's super fire. So like what? So it's going to be that heist aspect is them doing certain things to bring back the world without the bad guys knowing, kind of thing.
Yes. Yes. And it's tough because they're not as strong as the other people. You know what I'm saying?
That's fire, son.
It'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
That's fire, bro.
And there's going to
be it makes it. It's kind of making me sad because mine's not as fire. Like, it's fire. Mine's fire. Don't
yours
get me wrong.
Fire,
mine's
man.
Fire.
Yo, the cousin.
But
the
that's
hot
fire.
Dog. That was sick.
That's not a part of it.
I know.
You're confusing the audience. No, but,
I know. I am.
That's dope. That's dope.
Yeah. Yo, I'm serious, bro. Not only are we going to put our YouTube, our stupid faces on the YouTube, we're going to start making these short stories. You know what I'm saying? One day, maybe. I say that, but this is one of those things I say where I don't really mean. But I kind of wonder how they would do if we did start doing it. It'd be kind of cool.
I think it would do good. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I think we just let's start it and then we'll see how it goes. But I'm saying on the Discord, like they like these episodes, you know, where we get a little creative. You know what I'm saying? Get the creative, juices flowing. You know what I'm saying? The juices on the meat.
That's
get
enough.
The creative
that's
juices
enough.
On
that's
our
enough.
Meat.
That's enough. All right, so I kind of envisioned this episode a little differently from when we thought of it and when we started it, but I want to take this out. So let's take the creative aspect of it out, and let's say if we only had to pick the best parts from each anime to construct a perfect anime without doing all this like creative stuff that we're doing, what would it be? Like, which anime's writers are we using? Which anime had the hardest hitting storyline? What is your pick? For the perfect anime,
Attack on Titan writers.
No.
That's it.
Just one.
Yeah,
just
Attack
one.
On Titan. Yeah, 100%.
So you would want okay. So your perfect anime has Attack on Titan writers. I would have to agree. I would have to agree. The characters would, but I want to say it here it's tough because I want to pick Attack on Titan, but I also want to say that if you're introducing a character, I need it to be like the way the Naruto writers do it. So that kind of makes me say, maybe I should just pick Naruto writers instead. Because if I had to choose between one or the other, I would pick the Naruto writers, I think. So...
Yeah. Dude, but that heisty aspect, dude, it needs, like, forward thinking. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes Naruto be making stuff up on the fly, you know?
Yeah.
But then they also be forward thinking on Naruto, too. So I think you'll be fine.
I want the Naruto writers minus the flashbacks. An issue I have with Naruto is like something happens, and then it does a flashback of earlier in the episode, and then the next episode it does the flashback of the flashback. Next thing I know, I'm watching like 60 flashbacks within like 4 episodes. It's crazy. But I still respect the Naruto writing. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to say the perfect anime has Naruto's writing.
Okay.
Which anime would you pick for like the power scaling? Who are you going with there?
Anime for power scaling, I would definitely pick the original series of Naruto.
Okay. Yeah. Not Shippuden, but just OG Naruto.
Not Shippuden, the original series.
I'm going to pick Jujutsu Kaisen. I like the level of their powers there. And I'm also going to, another question I'm going to ask is what type of powers they can use. I'm also going to pick Jujutsu Kaisen for that too. I think the perfect anime is just that, like exactly what they can do.
Yo, I honestly, I can't wait till you watch season 2. Jujutsu Kaisen's turning into the perfect, not the perfect anime, but the perfect battle, but the perfect battle anime in my eyes.
Yeah.
Like slowly.
Bro, I love me a good battle anime too. So that's like my usual number one.
Because I guess Attack on Titan's like battle anime, but it's more like packed. It's different. Like, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. No, I know. I agreed. Mm-hmm. What about yours? Who's like, what would you have different powers, or would you also have like the Naruto like powers? You know what I mean?
I would have Naruto powers. Yeah, I would have Naruto powers, their power level and the powers too. And then actually, Naruto power level or powers, and then Hell's Paradise power levels, where so it's not getting too crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like we haven't seen enough from Hell's Paradise to really be able to pick, but I feel that like you just like season 1 and you're saying stick to that.
Like, I don't want to get too crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Who would you pick for, sorry, I'm trying to think of what I was going to ask next. So we get the writing, we get the powers. What about dialogue?
Dialogue, I would pick Attack on Titan dialogue. Actually, wait. No, I would pick Great Pretender dialogue.
They can be a little goofy sometimes, but that's a good pick.
But like
I'm gonna do Hell's Paradise. I think Hell's Paradise.
Yeah, Hell's Paradise. Dialogue. They had a really good.
No. Sorry. I'm gonna do Chainsaw Man. I think Chainsaw Man. I love how like down to earth they are. It sounds. I love that. It's really like to date fighting. And that could be choreography or like epicness of fighting level. What is the perfect anime for you?
Choreography, I pick Cowboy Bebop, and that's just purely because of how the main character would fight against like different people. It just looks so cool, dog, and it's like it looked realistic too, the way, like, you know what I'm saying, not too crazy, but it was just like, you know. Yeah,
okay. From an epic level perspective, I kind of want to combine some, like I want to say it's Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super. Mm-hmm. specifically Dragon Ball Super, like it needs to like be that epic if possible. But from strictly hand-to-hand choreography, Baruto, low-key. Baruto got the best fights.
Dude, Baruto be having better fights than Shippuden, low-key.
Crazy.
So I'll be watching that joint. I'll combine mine, Cowboy Bebop, and then epicness, Naruto still.
Okay. So, okay. This was fun. I like where we went, and I do like your story. And I was just joking about the hot dog thing, but I really like where you took it, especially with the female deuteragonist. They need to do that. That's genius. I love that.
Exactly. My female deuteragonist, and I forgot to say, she's like Gojo. That's a Gojo, that series, dog. She's just stronger than everyone.
She's just the best. She's just the best.
She's the goat.
Gojo. That can be her name.
Gojo.
All right, Tape Rooms. That's enough for today's episode. But listen, consider checking us out on YouTube next week. We're saying that we're going to do it, which means now we have to. If you have trouble finding the link, just go to our link tree. It's down in the links below. Or just keep listening to us on here. Honestly, the audio, that's perfectly fine too. We really just want to test out the market and see how we do on YouTube. So not necessarily saying this is like a permanent thing, but if we do see the numbers do well on YouTube, this is definitely going to be a space where we're probably going to stay a little longer while still also maintaining the audio. If you've been listening this long though, and if it's your first time listening especially, welcome, subscribe, we're very consistent, come yap with us on Discord, extra episodes on Patreon, yada yada yada. Sean, any parting words But it's tapeworms.
Creative juices.
Mommy! Good night.